Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 1, The Returnanine.
Oh, God, so thirsty. Are we rolling?
Ready when you are, Terry.
Okay. Mwah, mwah, mama la papa la, mama la papa la. Baby bubby bem bem ba. Fuck it.
And so it begins.
Finelit Audiobooks presents Dark Air, the Terry Carnation story. Written by Terry Carnation. Read by Terry Carnation. Produced by Gordon Fine at Finelit Audiobooks. Would you like to record your own audiobook? Finelit Audiobooks provides full production services for only $9 an hour in our studio, conveniently located in Pacoima. Who is Terry Carnation? Well, dear listener, I assume you know the answer to that question as you purchased this very audiobook with money that could have gone towards food for your children. But no, not you. You wanted to learn more about legendary AM radio personality Terry Carnation, a.k.a. me. And who can blame you? I can say with all modesty that I am a figure of legend and mystery. As the host of AM Radio's Dark Air with Terry Carnation, a program where I explore the unknown, the uncanny, and the unctuous, I have experienced the dizzying heights of fame and the devastating lows of not quite so famous. Perhaps most devastating of all was several years ago, in which, after decades on the air, I took a leave of absence for mysterious reasons, which I've never publicly revealed until now. My wife died, and the circumstances were very sketchy, and I had a nervous breakdown. I would have preferred to state those facts more artfully, but why mince words? The secrets I'm about to share are so explosive that I've already experienced an attempt on my life during this very recording session. Thankfully, I'm seasoned enough as a broadcaster that I was able to play it off calmly so you didn't notice. In summary, you may know who I am, or you may not know me at all, but either way, you have no idea what I'm talking about. To learn, we must disrupt the space-time continuum and travel back several months ago to the offices of my therapist, Dr. Norman Kesden.
So, Ter, how you doing? Sorry, I finally got around to watching The Irishman last night. Have you seen it?
No. I find The Irish off-putting.
It's wonderful.
I doubt that. As to the question of how I doin', the answer is better than ever. Amazing. Really.
Really?
Really.
Well, that is news.
No, it's not. There's nothing newsworthy about the fact that I'm in good spirits.
It's just that at the end of our last session, you were on the floor, sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't say uncontrollably.
Terry, you soiled yourself.
Well, yes, but that's not sobbing uncontrollably. That's sobbing while also happening to lose control of my bowels. There's a distinction.
You said, according to my notes, I never should have left the hospital. I wasn't ready. It's been 3 months of hell. I want to go back. I'm so scared. Can I borrow your pants?
Thank you for the pants, by the way. And it's funny, listening back on that, how completely opposite that is from how I feel today, which is why I have accepted an offer to return to the hosting duties of my radio show, Dark Air.
Really?
Really. There you are with the reallys again. Really, 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 really. Again, nothing newsworthy about it. I'm back on the mic at 10 p.m. tonight. Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Kesden. I feel so much better getting that off my chest. This has been a very productive session. Perhaps we just, I don't know, spend the remaining time in a meditative silence?
Terry,
No. Meditative silence?
I don't believe...
Gong.
Terry, please.
Gong.
I don't believe you're emotionally prepared.
Release your neck. Take a deep breath deep into your bowels.
Terry, I don't believe you're emotionally prepared to return to work. Honestly, I'm not convinced you ever will be. It's unhealthy to spend hours each night talking about paranoid conspiracy theories.
I never deal in conspiracies. That's for lunatics like Alex Jones or that idiot Wes Popovitz. He was my old intern, by the way. He started that ridiculous YouTube channel, Truth Dump. 1 million views each day. I once saw that imbecile injure himself on a go-gurt. I deal in possibilities.
You have suffered loss and trauma, and you've made great strides, but you still need time to heal.
This will be healing, and not just for me, for my audience. They need me, Norman. Do you know who the station replaced me with? A pet psychic. The woman takes calls from dogs and parakeets.
Is she good?
Oh, she's decent. Talks over the animals a bit too much, but that's beside the point. Dark Air wasn't a show. It was a mission. I gave voice to the voiceless. Succor to the unsuccorable. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for Bob from Atlanta, Jose from Albuquerque, Denise from Cincinnati. You're on the air. Oh, Denise, could you turn your radio down? I said, could you turn your radio down? There's feedback. Thank you, Denise. Dear, go ahead, please.
So this has nothing to do with that eviction notice you got last week and your statement that you, and I quote, need money fast, real money, right now. Oh, God, I'm peeing.
No, you misunderstood. What I said was, oh, God, I'm being. As in, for the first time, I thought I was being. Anyway, see you next week, Norman.
You know, it won't bring her back, Terry. She's gone. Forever.
I know.
The her Dr. Kesden referred to was my late wife, Zelon. She died in a tragic accident, about which, well, that's all I will say in this chapter. There were sordid rumors surrounding her death and countless conspiracy theories, many of them implicating me. The scuttlebutt only increased in volume when I recused myself as the host of Dark Air. But the truth was far from sinister. I was a grieving man, and I voluntarily checked myself into full-time counseling to heal. But now, with the full-throated blessing of my therapist, I return to my old stomping grounds, the airwaves. My conduit, the 50,000-watt non-directional transmitter of AM radio station KSB Los Angeles in decrepit downtown Hollywood. KSB, kind of spectacular broadcasting. What a thrill to set foot in the studio for the first time in years. I felt as if that mighty, towering transmitter had rammed itself into my body and shot all 50,000 of its wonderful watts inside of me.
And even corn on the cob, because Stay Put is the only denture cream with a polymer adhesive developed by the U.S. Army. Dial D-E-N-T-U-R-E to start your dental adventure.
Hi, can I help you?
I don't know. Can you?
What?
Help me, that is.
Help me! Help me, for it is I, Terence Carnation.
Who?
I'm Terry Carnation.
Okay.
I am the host of Dark Air, the radio show.
Uh-huh.
Which averaged 5 million listeners per night on this very station.
I've never heard of it.
I uncovered Puppygate, the false flag conspiracy to infect puppy mill dogs with the H1N1 virus.
Oh, right. That one. Okay, cool. I'm sorry, I'm just the receptionist, so if you want to, like, pitch a new show or something, I guess you would talk to the station manager, who's somewhere.
I am supposed to be on the air in 30 minutes. I hosted a show here for over 2 decades. There's a mural of me on that very wall,
mm-hmm.
which now has shelving. I used to have a mural over there. With me, arms akimbo, eyebrow cocked.
Oh, yeah. Someone drew dicks all over it. It reminded me when you said the word cocked, actually.
Okay. Show me in, please.
I mean, you can just walk through the door.
Okay, okay.
You don't remember where it was? You were
okay,
here for like...
Okay,
hey, there he is. Lauren, do you know who this is? This is the man, the myth. He made this place. Mr. Spooky Stuff Guy. Gonna talk about ghosts and shit. Ooh.
That's... Charming. Of course, there is no actual evidence of spectral phenomena that makes such a sound. That was more like an antiquated and deeply offensive imitation of a homosexual. Regardless, it is a joy to finally meet you in person. Mr. Moreno, thank you for having me back.
Hey, call me out. When they brought me in to turn around the station last year, the first thing I said was, bring back that Terry Carnation guy. He was fire.
No, I was fired. But seriously.
And everybody else was like, are you out of your mind? His wife died and he went all loco in the coco. Nobody wants that psycho threatening to burn down this place with his weird-ass medallion. What is that, the Dark Crystal? What, are you going to put it up against the sun, light the whole station on fire? That's what people are worried about.
Well, that would take hours to refract the sun. I mean, if it's even possible, it's quite an inefficient way to burn down.
Hell, I'm not afraid of him. I came out of Spanish language radio, okay? Pio Lean tried to cut my head off in the parking lot during a promotional campaign. You know who Pialin is, right?
I would just love to get started if you could show me.
And besides, if you're crazy, that's good radio. Am I right? Terry Carnation, 1 billion listeners each night!
Oh, yes, 1 billion. You're slapping my back. Hard, deeply unpleasant.
Come on, now let's get you in a nice booth. Dr. Lizzie's wrapping up her show right now.
Ah, yes, I see that she's waving at me. Oh? That gesture is not waving.
I'll have a talk with her.
You're listening to KSB, Kinda Spectacular Broadcasting.
So let me get this straight. She found those ratty panties in the laundry, and she assumed you were cheating?
Yeah. But when I told her I like wearing women's panties, she didn't believe me.
Jason, let me ask you something. How often do you do laundry?
Like once a week.
Mm-mm. You should do laundry at least 3 times a day, because that's how bad you stink for forgetting her birthday. This is your fault. You're disgusting. And she's better off without you. Thank you for calling. A reminder that my new book, Shut Up Stupid, by Dr. Lizzie Franklin, is now available. If you don't buy it, you got no one to blame but yourself. Up next, we'd normally have the pet psychic, but her show got moved to 3 a.m. to make room for some nonsense. So maybe just turn your radio off for a few hours. Good night.
You've been listening to The Dr. Lizzie Show. It's just what the doctor ordered. Tune in next time.
Ha! Terry Carnation! The last time I saw you, you called me a she-beast and then got dragged off to the hospital. Oh, and look! They let you have shoes with laces.
Hello, Lizzie. I always prepare some witty rejoinder to whatever your opening broadside will be, but then you hurt my feelings and I forget what it was. You look well.
And you look pale. Listen, I know we didn't get along in the past. You were arrogant and condescending to me and just overall creeped me out. But I appreciate that you've been through a lot and I take your mental health struggles seriously. Having said that, never sit in this chair. It is my chair. No, actually, it's my throne. I don't want any of that Terry Carnation stink on that chair because I am the queen of this station, okay? So you grab that hard metal folding chair in the corner and you use that.
Lizzie, chill. Let's try to get along.
If I catch him in my chair, I'm going straight to CBS Radio. Station's a goddamn freak show.
Ah, charm offensive.
Hubba, hubba. Okay, you know what? I don't even want to know what went down between the two of you.
Absolutely nothing. She's just a extremely wound up person. Now, okay, let me get started. Set up this chair. Delightful. And now to don the cans. Never understood why they call headphones cans, as they are not cylindrical. Okay, testing levels. Testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Reginald? Reginald, can you hear me back there? Mamala papala, mamala papala, mamala papala. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Hi, Mr. Carnation, right here. Reginald doesn't work here anymore, sir.
What? No! They let Reginald get away? Oh. He's a 3-time winner of the Golden Knob Award at the Ingenieries.
I know, sir. Unfortunately, they did let him get away. I am your new audio engineer. My name is Jeet Batra, but I don't expect you to remember that. It's very complicated. I am 23 years old. And I'm your biggest fan. I've listened to you since I was 4 years old, and my mother would nurse me while listening to your program, sir. I cannot tell you, this is an incredible honor.
Oh, no, no, no. The honor is mine. Although it is disturbing that you nursed that late. Jeet, you said. That's Hindi, I believe, for victory, is it not?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I said yes. I think, but I trust you, that it is.
Good. So you are open to the possibility.
I am open
to all possibilities.
Wow.
Okay, you know my catchphrase. I allow you to be my audio engineer.
I won't let you down, Mr. Carnation. I will take a bullet for you if it comes down to that.
Let's hope it doesn't.
All right, it's go time, y'all. 1 minute till air. 1 minute.
Oh, Mr. Carnation, I wasn't sure if you wanted to address the incident, you know, when that video went around of you getting arrested.
No, I doubt we'll have time for...
I don't want to rewatch it, of course, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, if you wanted it, that I would have it and I would be prepared because, you know, it was such a traumatic event, not just for you, but for all of us, for me, my mother, like everyone in Carnation Nation. So just to be extra prepared, I did download the clip from YouTube and I can play it anytime you want, just the audio part.
No, really, it's no need to hear it. It's one of my most humiliating up, and you're playing it.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted you to hear the audio quality that and make sure that you're fine with it. Oh, this is the part where you come down Hollywood Boulevard.
My country to the three.
Damn, Terry! How turned were you, man?
Well, my wife had just died, and I was self-medicating with a cocktail of peppermint schnapps and crystal meth. So, how turned is that, bro?
Hey, everybody, it's some kind of tiny hostile being from a planet whose gravity is less than ours. We gotta stop him.
Hey, weirdo.
He's here to drink our fluids, and I hear... Ow!
Hey, whoa.
Mr. Carnation, I've always wanted to say this, but for whatever it is worth, I know many people who would have mistaken that 10-year-old boy for an alien who shrunk in our atmosphere.
Ow! Who are you?
Oh, man, that little boy is kicking your ass, Terry. I mean, he's probably had training in your defense.
It's the lowest moment of my life. Turn it off, Jeet.
Yes, Mr. Carnation, I'm so sorry. But again, I just wanted you to know that I do have the clip, and it is just a push of the button away if you need it.
3 seconds till air.
Okay. Perfect child of God, I am a perfect child of God.
You're listening to KSB Radio.
Good evening, fellow travelers. Are you open to all possibilities? Because Terry Carnation has bloomed again.
This is so cool. Oh, my hands are sweating on the knobs.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Dark Air. We've got Daryl on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
It's pretty good, Daryl. How are you?
You know, I'm pretty good. I guess I just don't know how to ask this. I think that there's a woman living in my house.
You're saying that you've got a woman living in your house?
Like a spirit of a woman, maybe.
So not an actual. It's not a roommate. It's not a wife.
It's starting to feel that way, but there's a lot of opinions.
How do you know about her opinions? Does she talk to you about them, or write them down on a notepad, or how does that work?
No, like the other day, I sat down and I ate a bowl of cereal, and then I live alone, by the way, and I got up and I poured another bowl of cereal, and I heard a long sigh. Like very passive aggressive,
like she didn't like that brand of cereal.
No, that I think she has a problem with me gaining weight.
Oh,
you know,
she has an issue with your carb intake. Is
Well, the other day I went in the fridge again. I cracked a third beer, and all I heard was a, really?
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a relationship and I don't quite know what to do.
Well, maybe you need to talk to her about whatever's happening with you and her and food. It seems a little bit of kind of some passive-aggressive triangulation there.
It's not just food. Like when I'm doing the dishes or cleaning the yard, I do this thing on YouTube where I do some sit-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a positive energy in the room, like she's agreeing with what I'm doing.
Mm. Well, are you interested in this spirit, or is there...
I don't know, it's just been quite a while since I've... Excuse me.
It's okay, Daryl.
It's been quite a while since I've been in a relationship. I don't really know what I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, here's my advice to you. First of all, let's cut down on the carbs, okay? Let's put the beer aside, maybe at least move to a light beer. There's that certain brand of beer that's like a low-carb Michelob. Maybe just switch over to that.
I mean, that's disgusting. It tastes like water. I might as well just be drinking water.
Okay. Does she have a name? Do you know? Do you call her a name? Do you have a name for her?
After I've gotten out of the shower, Narak has been written in the on the mirror, so I think that's Karen.
Narak. Oh.
Karen is Narak.
Of course. Oh, excellent. Karen. Okay. So, you know, I think if you're willing to make some sacrifices for Karen, or Narak, the least you can do is switch to the Michelob low-carb protein beer. So are you ready to make the move, you and Karen? Are you ready to commit?
Well, it's either that or move, and I don't feel like moving.
Well, there's your answer.
Oh, yeah, a yoga ball just rolled into the room, and a glass of water just appeared, so I think I gotta go work out for the day.
Daryl, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, I'm coming. Can you turn the lights back on? I gotta go.
Carnation Nation, I know a lot of you listen to this late night show. From bed, you're snuggled up with your AM radio, transistor radio, sitting on the bedstand next to you. And I happen to know that some of you are sleeping on some saggy old mattresses at night. And you know what? You deserve better than that. So it's time to give yourself an upgrade. I'm almost loath to tell you about Helix. I ordered a Helix mattress. I took the HelixSleep.com quiz, and I was matched with a mattress. I sleep like a baby, like a little angel baby, and I'm afraid that this mattress will put you all to sleep and you won't listen to my show. I'm almost loath to tell you about it. But listen, go take the Helix quiz. Get matched with the model of mattress that you want. You want soft, medium, firm? Do you sleep on your side, back, stomach, etc., etc.? It was awarded the number one overall best mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/dark. That's helixsleep.com/dark, D-A-R-K, for up to $200 off and two free pillows. Now, prop up those pillows, whatever pillows you have, and let's continue with our show. Dark Air, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry, this is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
I'm so excited to be talking to you finally.
Oh,
I'm a big,
wonderful.
Big fan. So my dog, Kenny, he is super weird. He's a Rottweiler, and he has a lazy eye. And one of his eyes, I swear to God, I think it's looking at ghosts. I need your help.
Okay, so is it the right eye or the left eye?
It's his left eye.
Ah, well, that makes sense. Left eye is the contingent eye to the spirit world. And was he born with this defect, or did it happen at a certain point in time?
No, when he was about 6 years old, he got in a fight with a feral cat, and then his left eye just has been lazy ever since. It just wanders off, but now we think he sees ghosts.
So perhaps some of the muscles were severed, which has allowed the eye to drift from the physical, from the material, into the spirit realm. Now, what is it about Kenny's lazy left eye that makes you think that he's witnessing something spectral?
Well, sometimes we'll just be sitting there, you know, like eating supper, just hanging out as a family, and he will just be looking in the corner of the room, and no one knows what he's looking at. He just keeps looking, and then he starts to growl a little bit. That's what made us scared.
Well, you know, the Sufi mystics often speak about the power of the third eye, the all-seeing eye.
Just to be clear, Terry, he only has two eyes, and they're both brown.
It's as if actor Peter Falk could see ghosts with his lazy eye. Anyway, so how can I help you with Kenny? Are you viewing this as some kind of danger or threat to you or your family?
My granddad did die in this house, and so sometimes we wonder if he's talking to granddad, but we don't know what it is, and I know you're the expert, so I thought I'd call you and ask.
Well, my assessment is that Kenny is peering into the spectral realm. And as such, he should be revered. He should be honored. I mean, to the ancient Egyptian, the humble house cat had 2 feet in the material realm and 2 feet in the spirit world. They were often buried with their owners. I think that it's important when Kenny passes that he be buried with someone in the family.
Yeah, you know, we could bury him with granddad in the backyard, although there is a problem with that. Kenny dug up a human leg bone and brought it in the house. We don't know if it was granddad or if it was one of his wives, but that could be a problem. But otherwise, we can definitely bury him.
What was Kenny's relationship with your grandfather? Did he beat Kenny?
Well, no, he did not beat Kenny. He just sometimes whacked him with a newspaper and kicked him once or twice, but that was about it. He didn't beat him.
I'm going to revise my assessment, and I believe that Kenny is in close contact with your grandfather as a kind of a spectral retribution, keeping him attached to the material realm in order to reverse the punishment onto your grandfather for the whelpings that he brought him with said newspaper. So put the phone up to his snout.
Okay. Kenny?
Can you hear me? Kenny, can you hear me?
He's nodding, yes. He's saying yes.
Good. Kenny, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Is he there, Kenny? Is grandfather there? Do you see him?
He's nodding.
Do you see him in the corner? Kenny, let him go. Let grandfather go, Kenny. Let him go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Terry, he is up on his hind legs. He's walking like a man. Oh, my God. He just put on grandfather's robe. He's walking out the door. He's acting like a man. I have to go get Kenny. I gotta go. Goodbye. Kenny?
Oh, Godspeed, Kenny. Godspeed.
Caller, you're on the air. The Dark Air. Ooh. What's this? It's hitting me in the ear bone. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Terry?
Yes, this is Terry. You've got the right guy. Could you speak a little louder, though?
Terry, I'm scared.
Getting some feedback. We've got some kind of echo going on. Please continue speaking.
Terry, please find me.
Wait, no, come back, Cheech, get her back on the line, hello, is it you, a crank caller, it's a prank, not the first prank call we've ever heard on the show, let's go to an advertisement. Now listen. As many of you know, I sell locks of my hair in tiny vials for you to wear around your neck on Etsy to be used as talismans to ward off evil spirits and to also increase sexual potency. And if you sell stuff online, well, you're in the right business because more people are shopping online than ever. That's a lot of orders coming in, a lot of orders going out, and you need ShipStation. That's what I use, ShipStation. It makes it super easy to manage and ship all of your orders from any sales channels, whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, such as terrycarnation.com. ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface. You can use UPS, FedEx, and the United States Postal Service. Does that still exist? easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time with ShipStation. Ship more in less time and use my offer code DARK to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in DARK. ShipStation.com, offer code DARK. Make ship happen. Let's get back to our calls. Caller, you're on the air all the way from Australia.
Hi, Terry. How are you? I'm a first-time caller. My name's Brian.
Hello, Brian. Welcome. Welcome to Dark Air. Throw another shrimp on the barbie, mate.
Yeah, we don't laugh at that a lot, Terry, because we call them prawns, and we don't actually find that very funny, but, you know, you go ahead and have a good laugh.
Throw another prawn on the barbie, mate. I'm Crocodile Dundee. You call that a knife? This is a knife.
Wow.
Sorry. Brian, go ahead.
So, I've had many encounters of a personal kind with beings from another universe.
Beings from another universe? Are you speaking about alien encounters?
Indeed, I am. I am a Terry. Yes, I am.
First of all, I'm fascinated. What did they look like? How did they travel? How did you meet them?
Well, they came off flying saucers, obviously, and they would arrive. I would generally be on my own out there in the desert, and they would come out and make contact with me. But I don't go out there anymore. Once it's dark, I keep the lights out. I don't want any more to do with these beings.
Hmm. Do tell. Did something go down, so to speak?
Well, there's two things. First of all, you'd think for a species that have learned to travel across space, they could at least learn how to speak English. They've landed in an English-speaking country. Is that too much to ask? The second thing is, for a species that's clearly evolved, you would think they would go to the trouble to wear clothes. No, they never wear clothing. They're essentially naked. They're naked beings. It's offensive. It's offensive.
I hear you. These aliens should have learned English, and they should have bothered to put on some clothing. Now, can you describe them? Could you see their genitalia? Was there something offensive about their nakedness?
As far as genitalia goes, I chose not to look. You never know what's going to happen out there. With an unclothed alien, you could be subject to all kinds of horrible things, and I don't care to go out there anymore. No,
sodomy? Brian, were you ever probed?
I'd prefer not to talk about it, as a matter of fact. Sorry.
Oh, I think we've hit a nerve here. For one, I do not understand the alien obsession with the human anus.
I might have to go, as a matter of fact. I think you've upset me a little bit there.
Brian, I'm so sorry. It sounds like you've got a lot to process there. I highly recommend you calling my therapist, Dr. Norman Kesden, to process some of these residual emotions from what obviously was a stunningly deep anal probe.
Thank you, Terry.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it is no secret that I see my court-appointed therapist, Dr. Kesden, who is pretty much an idiot. However, I will say the benefits of therapy are numerous. And when I'm not seeing Dr. Kesden, I use a little place called Talkspace. You know, it's so difficult trying to balance home, work, relationships, and everything else that's going on right now during this pandemic. So many of our normal support systems are no longer in place. So having someone to talk through your worries and help prioritize your action items is more important than ever. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. It has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties handling anxiety, depression, relationships, so many more things. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals. And let me tell you about this. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code DARK. DARK to get $100 off your first month and show your support for my show, Dark Air with Terry Carnation. That's DARK and TalkSpace.com.
Off the air. Dark air transmission complete. Dark air transmission complete. I can't believe I just said that.
Thank you, Jeet. Your engineering was exemplary. But if I could make a suggestion for future broadcasts, perhaps just back away a few inches from the window of your booth. Your heavy panting fogged up the glass.
Cool.
That was exquisite, Terry.
Oh, good Lord. How long have you been standing behind me?
37 glorious minutes. I am able to move silently because these shoes simulate the jelly bean toes of a cat's paw.
Oh, yes, you're Veronica, the pet psychic. I heard your interview with that child's clownfish yesterday.
Oh, the trauma he suffered from getting stuck in that aquarium treasure chest was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And may I say, you are even more magnetic in person. Your aura is so golden and orgasmic, like a pig. They have the longest orgasms of the animal kingdom, you know.
Is that a fact? I did not know that. Well, your muumuu dress is a choice that you made. So nice to meet you. And, Jeet, you've got a full recording of tonight's Dark Air, correct?
Yes. Would you like for the two of us to obtain breakfast burritos and listen to all 4 hours of it together?
No, that'll be fine. There's a section of the program I'd like to review later. Okay. Good radio to you both.
And to you. And Terry, like you, I too am open to all possibilities.
Excellent. Way to distort my catchphrase. Okay, My return to broadcasting was a greater triumph than even I expected. But the frosting on the cake of my comeback would be a quick stop at the office of Dr. Norman Kesden, the one man who doubted me. And I planned to lick every bit of sweet frosting from that beater called, "I told you so, Dr. Norman Kesden."
Terry, I mean it. If you're happy, then I'm happy for you.
Well, I'm glad you're happy for me, but I need you to be ecstatic for me, because that's how I feel. Ecstatic! I mean, why would I lie about that?
I don't know why you would, and I in no way suggested that you did.
Well, good. So we're on the same page.
Although, I will admit I find it unusual that you drove all the way to my office for an unscheduled appointment just to tell me that everything's fine and you're ecstatic. Is there something you want to talk about?
Actually, yes. Remember the pants I borrowed from you and may have slightly soiled? Well, I bought you these new pants. And this pair of MeUndies.
Oh, you bought me underwear.
No, not underwear. MeUndies. Soft, comfortable, made from sustainable fabric. Describing MeUndies as just underwear is like saying Dom Perignon is just a beverage, or the Eiffel Tower is just a metal phallus.
I'm going to take a guess here. Is MeUndies a sponsor of your show, and they gave you these free, and now you're giving them to me?
How dare you? That is cynical and ungenerous of you. Not like the generous folks at MeUndies, who are willing to get you 15% off and free shipping on your first order. Seriously, Norman, just go to MeUndies.com/dark.
Terry, the fact that you would perform a clearly pre-scripted commercial when we are alone in a room together borders on the sociopathic.
I'm getting a phone call. You can't hear it ringing because the phone's on vibrate. And you can't hear it vibrate because it's tucked behind my wallet. So I've got to grab this. Okay, I'll see you next week. Hello, this is Terry. Oh, you're a fan who loved my return to the radio? How kind. Yes, I too believe it was the right choice. There were some naysayers, but I think everyone has come back around.
Terry, you're talking into the back of your phone.
So long, Dr. Kesden.
And that, dear listener, is the first chapter in the story of Terry Carnation. How he rose like a phoenix to conquer the airwaves once again, and lived happily ever after. Except,
He didn't.
I'm coming. Please, you'll wake up our building supervisor.
Cheat. It's me, Terry Carnation.
Oh my goodness. Mr. Carnation, I was sleeping. I assumed you would be as well. Have you been attacked by another small-framed alien that looks remarkably like an adolescent boy?
Chief, who's at the door? Is that the building supervisor? Tell him he's still a pig and I do not apologize.
Nope, Father, it's Terry Carnation in our home!
No, please don't tell him who I am. This is very secretive.
It's not Terry Carnation in our home!
No, listen to me. We need to go into KSB without letting anyone know and steal the recording of my show.
What? Why?
The woman who called in begging for help, the one I dismissed as a prank, that was the voice of my dead wife.
Tell Mr. Carnation to come inside. I made him chai.
Oh my God. I love chai.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer Lee as Veronica. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly and Kelly. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.